Pain relief after surgery is a major headache as we don't have a lot of effective and safe options. Opioids in particular, like morphine, are very addictive and they cause hundreds of thousands of deaths globally every year. And so doctors are desperate for alternatives. Now, scientists at the University of Buffalo have developed a long-lasting local painkiller that can be injected into the site of an injury to specifically prevent pain-transmitting nerve cells or neurons from passing on their painful messages to the brain. It works by stopping a process called endocytosis. This is where cells pick up molecules from their surroundings, and it's a critical step in pain-conveying nerve cells. Stopping it results in greatly reduced pain behaviour in experimental mice and rats. Eva Higginbotham heard more from Arun Bhattacharjee.
We found a specific type of pathway in a very, very important type of pain neuron that encodes the ongoing pain. And by looking exactly at the molecular level, we were able to understand how neurons become overactive, pain neurons, to signal pain. What we then did is developed a pharmacological tool. It's called this lipidated peptide, where we could actually block that signaling. And by blocking that signaling, we were able to see a really, really strong reduction in pain behaviors. And that really was exciting because we feel we've developed a novel type of pain-killing molecule.
So by blocking the sort of transmission of these molecules from the site of injury to the nerves or the neurons, you're able to prevent pain from starting.
We actually did two things. We were able to mimic a surgical procedure, and we gave our novel, they're called lipidated peptides, these peptides, we gave them at the site of surgery, just before we sutured up, and we saw a reduction in pain behaviors. And then we did another system where actually pain had already started. And so that's another much more common clinical type of paradigm. A patient doesn't go and say, well, I'm expecting pain to happen, give me something. A patient will go see a physician or a healthcare practitioner because they're already in pain. And so we were able to take another model where these rodents had some inflammatory pain, and then we were able to give our peptides locally at the site of injury, and then we were able to also see a reduction in pain behavior.
How big a reduction in pain was there, and how long did it last?
We had a significant, substantial reduction in pain behavior, up to 50 to 60% reduction in pain behavior that lasted for up to 6 days. To put that in perspective, current painkillers, the ones that we have, all of them, at the very best, they reduce pain in humans by about 30%. And they're very short-lived. Maybe they last 6 hours at a single dose. We were able to reduce it for 50 to 60% for up to 6 days at a one-time administration.
And did these peptides interfere with the other nerves in the body, so the sensory nerves that allow the mouse to feel touch, for example, or was it specific to just the pain cells?
So it was specific to pain cells. And so that's a very good question. Another way to relieve pain is something called local anesthetics, and those actually block all sensory neurons. They block the touch neurons and the pain neurons. And so our peptides were specific to the pain neurons that facilitate ongoing pain.
How do you imagine this could be used in humans?
We actually envision this in multiple types of pain-causing conditions. So, for example, to manage post-operative pain, we could imagine administering our peptides like a gel over the wound, and that will provide sustained pain relief. The other really clinical application that we feel would be very, very important is something like arthritic pain. You can also imagine people with herniated discs, etc. These are areas where we can access them and deliver our peptides.
And do you envisage the risk of any side effects if this were to be used in humans?
That is part of the real impact of what our findings are. We are locally delivering our peptides. When you locally deliver, you're giving it right at the site of action. So you don't have to give it to the entire body, like opioids or paracetamol. So you can have very low concentrations and it will be confined to that area. The other thing is that our peptides, once they diffuse away from where we've injected them, the remaining molecules that are not inside the pain nerves, they actually degrade. So the side effects, we believe, would be very minimal. We would not ever expect addiction because our peptides would never get into the brain. And what we were able to overcome with local application is duration. Because we're seeing it for many days, we are really giving sustained pain relief. So we've achieved two feats in that regard. We're getting pain reduction and we're getting it for a long duration.
It's a great story. Aaron Bhattacharjee there, he's at the University of Buffalo and he just published that discovery in Nature Communications.